Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I'm Lisa Davis. My wonderful co-host Andrea is off today. I love music. I find it so incredibly healing and soothing, uplifting, relaxing. There's so many different ways we can utilize music. And somebody who actually had a bumper sticker made for her fans made, Less Stress, More Wah, is pretty darn cool. Wah joins us now. She has been helping people relax and feel better and leading audiences and doing field work in the area of personal development for 30 years. Hello, Wah. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Hi, Lisa.
It's so nice to have you on. When I read that on the site, I thought, oh my goodness, how nice that some fans made you this bumper sticker. Less stress, more wah. Wah, tell us about yourself and how you first started using music and sound as a healing vehicle.
Well, I came from a musical family, but when I was in college, I started finding out about yoga. And so I started using yoga and music together. And so Wah Music is a record label that I started about 20 years ago. And for the most part, it gives yogis and people who exercise something to listen to while they exercise, and then something to listen to while they meditate or relax at the end of their class.
Oh, that is so nice. So it's. I know it has some vocals, it's got keyboards, it has some other issue talk or other instruments. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. What we started doing about 3 years ago was a healing concert. And this is mostly done in planetariums, but done in other places. And we use loops and keyboards, delay pedals, different things. I'm kind of doing like a relaxation DJ station up on stage, and we're offering a multimedia experience of slow-moving images from our natural universe that are offered by the planetarium. I have to work extra specially hard with them to get them to move slowly and not to move at warp speed. And the idea behind that is that we're already moving at warp speed, and part of the healing comes when we slow down. And it gives us a chance to pause. It gives us a chance to kind of come down to our own rhythm so that we can kind of naturally restore. People are having sleep problems because they don't know how to relax. So we kind of slow things down a little bit, not so that it's boring, but so that there's spaciousness in it. And after the 30-minute projection show from the planetarium, then we bathe people in these special healing lights that rejuvenate skin tissue, and they slow down brain waves. And at the very end, we bring back a projection from the planetarium that shows the Earth turning in space. So we get to sing or pray for world peace while we watch the Earth turning, which is very profound, because I always see, like, look how many places there are in the world that don't have peace. You know, that are torn through, you know, economic or war or, you know, other distress. And so we pray that the planet might be somehow, you know, might become whole, and that we might become whole as well. And then I distribute flower petals to everyone and they go home.
It sounds so incredibly lovely. Where are you playing next? I'm like, I want to go.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? My website is wahmusic.com. The next healing concert is in Reno, Nevada. I know you're on the East Coast, so there'll be one. Yeah, there'll be one in at the Trenton State Museum in October. There'll be one in Philadelphia. So, yeah, coming up this fall, there'll be some nice healing concerts you can attend.
Oh, you know, I really want to get your CD as well. Healing. I love how you write in describing this. You say healing is an exchange with the elements. It is a spacious, divine, geometric experience of love.
Isn't that funny? After you see all the pharmaceutical commercials. Because they're telling you that
really
healing
beautiful.
Is all about, yeah, well, you know, so much about the media is in order to sell a certain product. And so, you know, healing comes about, healing is sold as something, it's the right product, it's the right, you know, it's the right medication, it's the right surgery, you know, and so many people I know are getting surgeries, and I'm like, do you realize that you're going to have to do the rehab, like, after the surgery? You're still going to have to do all the healing work yourself, either before the surgery or after the surgery. Have you tried doing the healing work yourself before you go into surgery? And so many times, it's fixed just by their putting attention on it, by their finding the ways to create harmony within the body, and give yourself a break. So it's really more about an exchange. It's more about an exchange and making certain adjustments in your life or inside your body.
Yes, and this comes with a book and a CD. So talk to us a little bit about the book, and then it sounds like with the CD, we'd be able to listen to the wonderful relaxation. You also have guided visualizations, which I've been getting really into, so I definitely want to try yours.
Yeah, well, the book focuses on seven ways that you can interact with your world. So it talks about breathing and light and affirmation, thought, electromagnetic field, the senses, five senses, energetic bodies. So it gives ways that we interact with our world invisibly already. So when you wake up in the morning and you take a shower, that's kind of, it's helping you wake up. It's clearing away the energy from the sleep. So as you sleep, you assimilate and digest all the different substances in your body. You also assimilate and digest experiences. And I call it off-gassing. So, you know, there's certain toxins that are released
yes.
as you sleep. And so you get up and you take a shower and you take nice, clean, beautiful, new energy, clean energy in the water. And you use it on your body in order to kind of restore. That's like such a simple example of ways that we are in vibrational exchange with our universe. And I just feel that we can be more conscious of it, and we can actually use it to our advantage, the natural elements in nature.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I'm lucky to be able to go to the woods every day. I live in a town that's a third conservation land. And I have to say, I mean, I was in the woods for 2 hours this morning, and it was so incredibly serene. And I feel most at peace. And it's just such a nice experience. So when people can get out in nature, get outdoors, I think it makes such a difference in their everyday lives.
Nice. And for people who can't get out of doors, that's why we made the guided visualization. So if you've just gotten out of chemotherapy, or you're disabled somehow and you can't get out there, then we bring the images of nature and also the sounds of nature in these guided visualizations that can help you relax and restore.
I'm glad you said that, because it's true. I know I'm blessed that I'm able to, but there are people like you mentioned who aren't, so I'm so glad that you brought that up. Well, tell us all the ways we can learn more about you, and I'm really going to do my best to come and see you when you're on the East Coast, because I really want to experience this.
Awesome. All of the dates are posted at wahmusic.com, W-A-H, music.com. We're also on Facebook. It's WAH exclamation point. We post all the lots of teachings and all the dates on Facebook as well.
Fantastic. Well, I want to thank you so much. This was so lovely. And I want to thank everyone for listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. If you want to hear past shows, you can always go to radiomd.com, go under programs, click on Naturally Savvy. I also encourage you to look at all the other shows as well. There's so much to offer. Thanks again for listening. Take care. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.